daf is Kuf Tes Zayin, and the Gemara at the top four lines down says Ahu Gita has a story. There's once a get dishtakach besura. They found the get on the floor in Surah. Uksiv Bey, it's written on it, Hachi, it's written the following. Besura Masa in the city of Surah, Anan Barchaya, that's his name, Anan Barchaya, Naharda, who comes from the city of Naharda, Pitaris, I released the Tarechis Plonis Intisi, I had released my wife, Patarta is like Potter to exempt, Terachis is to divorce, and Plonis, this woman Intisi, she was once my wife, I divorced her. That's what it wrote down, it was written on this get. Ubadku Rabbanan Misura of Ad Naharda, and they did a whole search from the city of Surah up until Naharda, because the guy came from Naharda, and the get was found in Surah. But lo ahava anan barchiya achrina. There is no other anan barchiya. Lebar me anan barchiya mechagra dehava bin Harda. Except for this one who came from Chagra, which was, a city in the area of Naharda. He was the only one they found with such a name. V'asu sadu and came along to Edom. V'amur dehahu yoma ki iksiv hahu gita anan barchiya mechagra gabin hava. And it came along to Edom and said, the day that this get was written, that day when this supposed get was written, he was with us. Okay, so,
he was in Naharda, and the get was written in his...
So, right, Rashi says, Gavan Hava, Etzlenu Haya bin Harda, he was with us, Vigita Ksiv Besur, but it was written in Besura, so it seems to be an impossibility that he couldn't be in two places at the same time.
But he checked, and there was no other guy.
So, what do you do with now? It's a stira. If there's no other person, should we be choshish there's another person in this name? Should we be choshish this is a fake get? What's the issue here? So, let's see, the Gemara explains that Amar Abaye says, Afla didi, da mina chashinan, even according to me, who I held in yesterday's daf, that you are choshish for two people of the same name in the same city. Hachalo chashinan. In this instance, I won't be concerned, says Rashi, why? Hachalo chashinan, da ibadike kol naharda. We did a whole search, and we didn't find anybody. It's only if we assume we have nothing better to know, we don't know any better, then we assume there's two. But if you do the whole search and look through the white pages, there's only one guy with that name. Because there's no concern. They're not concerned, I guess, that he went elsewhere, maybe died or something. We're not concerned with that. Deha says the Gemara. Deha kamri sadai, because the Edom said in that place that in Naharda have there was such a person in Naharda. My by Basura. If that's the case, how is it possible that he wrote in Surah if he wasn't here at the same time? So so what's the concern here? What's the issue?
So why is not Choshesh?
So what's the stat? Are we saying that this is a possible get then?
So normally Abaye is Choshesh first to Yosef and Shimon's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here he's not choshish with two Yosef and Shimon. He's not choshish because he checked. And there's not other person this name. But still, the Edom said he was here and the get was written there. Was found there.
So basically, in essence, what we're saying is that the get's apostle get. That's what we're saying. Why? We did our search. We looked in the white pages and there's only one person with this name. And the Edom tells us, so that's number one. There's only one guy. Everyone agrees is one guy. Now, the problem is, there's a stira, because Edom is saying that this one guy, who we know of, was in a different location than where the get was being written. So, therefore, we have to assume that that was a fake get that was written.
Maybe he wrote it previously.
It had a date. It had a date on the get when it was written. So, that's the opinion of Abaye. So, comes along Rava. I'm a Rava. Rava says, after the deed, according to me, I'm not concerned with two different people of the same name. Here I am concerned. Why? Dilma begamla parcha azil. Maybe he used a flying camel, magic carpet or some sort. He got from one place to the next. He's not troubled by the fact that this person may have jumped from one place to the next.
Oh, that sounds like it's about the Nehardayim Surah thing. Again.
Exactly. So let's see what's going on here. So let's see. Rashi says, so maybe it's more of a question.
Oh, so there was actually two Anan Barchiyas. The only other Anan Bar Achiya besides for the one we do know about is the guy in Chigra. That was when Har died. There's two of them.
What is Chigra?
But the question is, do we choshish for that other one who's all the way in that other town where were there Edim that he wasn't in that town that day?
But where did Chigra come from?
There was no other Lo Haba Anan Bar Achiya
Other than that
Achrinan
one.
Bar
Okay.
Mahu B'Chigra.
Very good. So that's the point is there are two. There's one guy who lives in Surah, and there's one guy who lives in Nahardah. So the guy in Nahardah, it's impossible. We have Aiden that he was in Nahardah the time that this get was written. It's impossible for him from Surah to get over here in Nahardah on the same day. So it must be the guy who lives in Nahardah, that Anan Bar must be his.
But they said in the check.
No, so no. No, so there's only one guy other than him. There's one guy who lives in Surah, and we're going to attribute the get to him. Ah, but isn't there another guy in Nahardah with the same exact name? Well, no, he can't come here on the same day. We have test Edim that said he was over there. So therefore, even though normally Rava is Choshesh, Rava's normally, you know, Abai is normally Choshesh for two people of the same name. And here, he's not Choshesh because it's impossible for him to get over in one time. Right, no, so there's no other one. There's only the one who wrote it, sir. Right, there's no other one other than those two. Yeah. There's no other one other than, right, other than the one who lived in Nahardah.
And now, the Hava ben Arda.
Right, so that other one, the other one, Levad, Levad implies other than the one who exists.
Acharina. Acharina? Yeah.
Lo have the Anan Bar Achiya.
Ve'lo hava. Ve'lo acharina, no? So there's no other one.
There was no other one except Rak, Levad, Rak.
Levar, me'anan bar Achiya,
me'chagra. There was one, and then there was no other one except this other one. Lo Ella means there's only. Rock.
There was one other one, and the only other one was found in Nahardah.
So there's two.
Okay.
There's one in Surah, and then one Edom saying he was.
So Abai says it's impossible for the other one who lives in Nahardah to come over here in Surah, so therefore we're going to attribute the get to the one who lives in Surah. But then comes along Rava. Rava says, no, here we have two Vade people with the same exact name. So it's very possible that he got from one place to the next. But Gamla Parcha with a flying camel, or Rashi says, a flying, was a bird, he says? Holich maher ka'of porech, he flies less fast. So it doesn't mean literally flying, but he moves quickly, like the speed of a bird. Inami bekvitza, or he jumped kvitza derech, so he's able to make it from one place to the next. Or inami mili maser kedamrele rav the safre. Or maybe he did mili, he had appointed someone, shliach, he wasn't present during the get, but he had appointed someone to have the get written on his behalf. So you're right, he is possible to be in Surah, he is in Nahardah rather, even though the get was written in Surah.
Still doesn't make sense to me. Because if you're saying there's one here and one there, why they need all that excuse in Kfitza or Gamla? Because there's one here and one there, so there's no need.
The Edom say that it's in the other guy.
Yes, so why they mention in Kfitza? Because there's another guy.
No, but the guy's so far away.
Because he thinks it's possible through extra natural circumstances, somehow the other guy came. Rav sounds like he's always Choshesh. When we know there's two people with that name. We know there's a second person with that name. We have to be Choshesh.
I understand Choshesh, but not from Nisim and Niflot. Simple pshat. There's another guy. He
but the third one's not it. I mean, it's not Nis. What they're saying is that it was very fast, or it was... the third one is he just
it's
gave
a,
it...
It's a sarcasm, I think. I don't mean it.
Could be.
Okay, then the Gemara says, V'chein amr lehu, Rav Huna l'sifrei. And Rav Huna said to the sifrei, to the Sofrim, I presume, that ki esnachu b'shilei k'suvo, b'shilei, avagav de memsim mili m'hani, v'chei esnichu b'hini k'suvei b'hani, avagav de memsim mili b'shilei. So what's he saying here? So again, so Rav Huna said to the Sofrim, ki esnuchu b'shilei, when you are in Shili, k'suvo b'shilei, write it in Shili, afagav de memsim mili b'hini, even though they gave you, these are talking about locations, Shili and Hini are different places, even though, Rashi says, Shili v'Hini v'mikom osem, so when they gave it to you, they pointed you in Shili, right in Shili, I'm sorry, when you're in Shili, right in Shili, even though they may have given you the appointment while you were in Hini, write everything in Shili. V'cheisnucho v'Hini, when you're in Hini, So Vihini, right? And Hini Avgav the Memsa Mila Bashili, even though when they appointed you, you were in Shili. So what's he advising here?
Similar to what we just had, you know, where if someone sends a shliach to write a get, write the name of the place where you wrote it, so we could back test where it actually happened.
Write it where you wrote it, and the right where you wrote it, not where you were appointed. So assuming this shliach, so to even though he was appointed in Harda, where Anan was found, but he was written in.
No,
Surah.
Just in addition to the get, meaning write this get was written in, not even though it's going to be, in order to separate the other case, that it doesn't say where it was written, it was only say where it was found. But they didn't know which guy, because that piece of misinformation was missing. No?
It could be.
Yeah, so basically they're saying just write wherever you are when you're writing it, write that location,
and don't write where
you were appointed to be a sheikh. So and seemingly the guy in the previous case was appointed in Naharda, where Anan was. He was appointed as a shliach there, but didn't get around to writing it until he made it over to Surah. So when he writes again Surah, write the location where you're found during the writing. I think that's what he's saying, which was in Surah in that case. I think that's the comparison. Okay. The Gemara now says, my havala. So what's the halach? In the end of the day, my havala. So this goes back, Rashi says, my havala dishimshami, which is mi chashinam, this is talking about the case we discussed. This was yesterday's daf. We weren't here together, though. The person had been mafkid over to someone, a bunch of shum shamim, and weren't sure if they had changed over, moved it to a different location, exchanged them.
So it's fine.
Right. So wanted to know, right, if we're, is there concern, they may have changed over the chavis. So what's the halacha? So we had machlokas, Sarav Yemar, Amar Hi Paskins, Lo Chashinan. We're not concerned that these shumshim that are found are different ones, and he has to return the shumshim to the mafkid. And Ravina Amar Chashin, we are concerned that he had turned them over, and this is a new set of shumshamim. Hilchsa Chashin, and the halacha is, in according to the Ravina, that we are choshish that possibly he had turned over these shumshamim, and these are different ones, and he's not obligated to give them to the mafkid. Okay. Gemara now says, going back to our mission, the Mishnah told us that if a husband and wife go overseas, and she comes back and says, my husband died, she could get remarried, or she could marry the Yavam. So different situations. So it's only true if they had been getting along, and there had been peace in the world. But if either they were not getting along, or if there was a milcham in the world, we wouldn't trust her. We were concerned maybe she had seen some type of evidence, but not enough of evidence, and she made a leap of faith saying, hey, he probably died, I'm going to go ahead and get married. So Gemara says, "Hei chidami k'tata beino leveino." What's an example where they left overseas and they had somewhat of a fight amongst each other? What's the fight that we're talking about that tell us that if she returns alone, we don't trust her that her husband died? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, be'omeres lebaila gershini. So she says to her husband, "Divorce me." She demanded a divorce. So says the Gemara, interesting line here. Kulanami hamriyachi. Every woman says that to the husband, "Divorce me." Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure what to make of that. I'm not sure if that's nowadays everyone says that.
Not sure. What do you mean? It didn't happen to
everybody
you.
Says it at least once. You know?
Yeah.
I want a divorce.
Okay. Baruch Shem lo shemati.
You're the lucky one.
Okay. So,
usually they say I should never have married you in the first place.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ella, so must be, so it can't be that, you heard, because everyone says that, divorce me. Ella, bomeres lebaila gershitani. So she says to her husband, you divorced me, you already had happened. So everyone gives threats, but to actually say it happened, that's another story. So she said you divorced me already. So lehimne, so if she said that he divorced her, shouldn't we believe her in the first place that she's divorced? They're not married anymore. So Gemara says, "Midir of Hamnuna, Damer of Hamnuna, Isha Shamar Labaila, Kirshitani, Nemanis, Chazaka in Isha Ma'iza Paneh Bifnei Bala." So any woman who claims that she's divorced, we believe her, because no one, actual wife is going to be so brazen to say in front of her husband that you divorced me unless they actually got divorced. So once she says she's divorced, they're divorced. There's nothing to talk about anymore. You don't have to testify that my husband died because they're already divorced. So the Gemara says, "No, Beomeres Kirshitani Bifnei Ploni Uploni, that you had divorced me in front of these Edim." Vishailna, and they asked them, Vamulo, how you do Vamulo? They asked the Edom, and it's never happened. They denied this ever happening. What?
She needs to get proofing that she's divorced.
Yeah, it's true.
Why needs she to say things?
even without the divorce, though, it's still if everyone knows that they're Edom that they got divorced and she received the get at the time, I don't think you have to hold on to the get forever. As long as the get was given over and then it got burnt afterwards, the divorce is still a good divorce. So it must be at the time that these Edom testified, we saw him hand over the get. Where it is, that's, you know, she should have held on to it as proof, but she didn't. So now they go ahead and check with the Edom. The Edom say, I never saw this. This never happened. So now she has a reisa in her edus, in her nemanus. So that's the problem. So she claims to be divorced, but she's not really divorced. At least we don't have the proof that she's divorced. Okay. So the Gemara says, so that's the situation where we have a katata. That's an example of a katata where there's some bickering and fighting going on as they go overseas. So the question now becomes, my time with the katata. So if they have this background of not getting along, so why do we not believe her when she comes back? She comes back and says, my husband died. We don't believe her. Rav Chanina Amar Mishum Dimishakra, because we're concerned she's going to lie. Rashi explains, Dimishakra Meirov Sina Miskavenes L'Eser Atzma B'Alaf. She hates him so much, she wants to asser him, him onto her, her onto him, so we're afraid that she's going to lie. That's very, no.
She thinks he's asser already. I mean, she thinks they did a divorce. Now that we've defined Katata so as such a limited application.
You think she's going, she thinks she's telling the truth? Yeah.
She thinks she's already divorced. We said that the case of Katata is where she says, this guy divorced me in front of Ploni and Ploni. What's the reason? What she lied about that too?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that the fact that right from our perspective, halachically, she's lying right now because the Edom are going, her Edom are not coming up, following through for her. Mm-hmm. So she's a liar. So we don't think she really thinks she's divorced. So that's according to Rav Chanina. Rav Simi Bar Ashi Amar Mishim Damar B'didame. Where she, same thing as we saw before, Rashi explains, Damar B'didame, Komakum Sakana, Shirasa, Eno Nosna Daita Lomar Shema Lomesla Enase. Let's say there's a dangerous experience. So she doesn't think, oh, it's very dangerous, he fell off a cliff, I'm not going to check if he's still breathing, and chances are he didn't live. So she's going to assume he's probably dead, because she doesn't really care about him anymore. The whole of the sun, since she hates him so much, says Rashi, lo daiko kulha. She's not going to be so exact in figuring out. So one opinion thinks it's because she's lying. One opinion is she's going to extrapolate from what she sees to think, create reality. And that, in the second answer, she really thinks it's true. The first answer, she's intentionally lying. The second one, she does think it's actually true. So oftentimes it happens with criminal law and criminal witnesses. When these see something, oftentimes you start asking them questions. They, in their whole mind, their imagination starts creating other things that actually never happened. They think, well, if that happened, that probably next thing happened, the next thing happened. Very hard to get exact details on the witnesses and when a person who has a very, a dramatic and traumatic experience.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Right. My benayu. So anyways, what's the nafkamina between these two different opinions? So says the Gemara, the top of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Ika Benayim, De Argil Hu Ketata. So if they had a constant fighting and bickering, so that's the difference. Why? Why is the nafkamina? Rashi doesn't explain this. So Rashi, Tosos does, though. Tosos writes, the top, Ika Benayim, De Argil Be Ketata. Peir Shulman Damar Mishum De Mishakra, the opinion who thinks it was because of lying, Haisa Yira Kokach L'Shaker, came to Rachman Alei. Should be scared to lie. Because she loves him. Huh?
I guess it's part of their relationship. To fight. Yeah.
They happen to say, someone told me that their mother is a marriage counselor. And when the couple comes in and they're fighting like crazy, she knows there's hope. Because there's still a rut on there. If they come in just like quiet, not talking, there's no hope. So maybe that's what Tosfos was saying. If you see that they're fighting so much, they're passionate, they really care. Okay.
Meaning you say that, oh, you fight because you care. No, you fight because you hate.
No, but at least there's a rut zone. People are completely.
Not talking doesn't mean that.
If they're completely apathetic about the situation, they're just like done. There's no interest in putting any effort into it.
I know a couple are older, but they have nothing to do with each other. It's like they despise each other so much they don't talk to each other in the same house.
Right. It happens. They're just living in the same house and for either convenience or children or mm-hmm. whatever else it is. Okay, fine. So maybe that's what Tosa's trying to get at, that there's so much fighting going on. There's so much passion there. So she's not willing to lie, I guess.
She has like a level of comfort fighting with him. In other words, it's by them. It's not a...
That's how they communicate.
Yeah.
And then the next opinion Tosa says, Laman Damar de Amra b'didame, where she saw something and thought the next thing had happened, even though it really didn't happen necessarily. Came the Ishkatata b'davar muat Amra b'didame. So even a little bit is going to push her over to just a little bit of fighting to say, I'm not really getting enough from it, to be honest. I'm seeing if the Misifta is going to explain a little bit better.
He's the one who initiates fighting with her. Is that it?
Yeah. About it, he looked at us.
Yeah. If you look at Tosis di Ramase, it says Ika Benayu. The Argil Bok Tata, right?
Or Dargo Hu Rashi Gumara said, he initiates it. So she still loves him. He's always picking the fights. So from her perspective, she loves him. So she's not going to lie.
Wow. But again, why is the Dame? Since a little bit's going to set him off. That's enough for her mind to play tricks.
I guess. So
it sounds like.
So if she still loves him, to what she said.
It's still. Divorced. She still loves him, but she obviously says it feels a strain in the relationship. So she's not going to initiate. She's not going to initiate any lies. But since, in her mind, consciously, there's some level of tension, so then her imagination is going to take it to the next level, I guess, even though she didn't actually see
Stockholm
it.
Stockholm Syndrome. That's when you become, sympathetic towards your captor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Sympathetic, someone kidnaps you. You live with them for so long. You view them almost as a victim. You become sympathetic to them.
The one that kidnapped
you. That's why you don't run away. That's called, there's a mental illness. So it's called Stockholm Syndrome.
I just heard it. Yeah. My mother must said it to me. because my daughter cried. And I took her upstairs and I spoke to her and she came back quiet. So she said Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay.
So wasn't because your wife came back quiet. No.
Okay, weiter. Top line, Gemara says, Ibailu, Eid Echad B'Ketata Ma. What if there's an Eid Echad with respect to the Ketata? Rashi explains, Eid Echad B'Ketata, Ketata Beino Leveina, there's this bickering and fighting, V'Holach L'Midira Sayam, they go overseas, U'Ba Eid Echad V'Amar Meis, Mi Mehemen and Ilam. So we already established that we don't trust her anymore if there's a Ketata, because either she's going to lie, or because her imagination is going to start creating things that don't really exist. But let's say an Eid Echad witnesses that the husband died. Do we trust an Eid Echad? So Gemara says, My time on. Why in general do we trust, when we do trust an Eid Echad, what's the basis for trusting an Eid Echad? Because Eid Echad is not going to put himself out there if he's going to be caught. So it's something that's able to be figured out the truth, so then we're going to trust him. He's not going to lie if it's he could figure out the truth. Here too, also, he's not going to lie because in the end of the day, people could do the proper research and find out whether the husband died. So we're going to trust him here. The only reason why we would trust an Eid Echad by a normal case of a husband and wife and the husband being testified being dead, we trust him because now that's going to just get the wife to start doing the proper research and find out whether it's really true. But in this case, says the Gemara, Mishum dehi daika uminsve v'hacha came into Islay Ketata, but here since there's a fight, lo daika uminsve, she's not going to look into it so much, so we can't rely on the Echad taken. Why doesn't know whether or not Eid Echad is going to be trusted when in the background of a Ketata.
Come out one way or another with Eid Echad by the case of the war? We had the same question by the war.
The Echad by the war.
We didn't say take it, we brought Rias.
Yeah, we brought Rias. I don't think the Gemara did conclude that.
I'm not saying the two have to be telling one or the other.
The Gemara had two Rias, but I don't think the Gemara had an answer. It's possible that Rishonim do, but I didn't look into that. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the opinion of Yehuda Omer Liolam. Now this is in the Mishnah, going back to Kuf Yudalad, Amud Beis, that Yehuda held that we don't believe her unless she comes crying and her clothing being ripped. And the Chum responded back to him, not sure, we don't need those as a criteria for believing her. So Gemara says, Tanya quotes a Braisa, Amru Lola Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha, according to your words, Pikachas tinase, shatut lo tinase. So according to you, only a woman who's intelligent should be able to get married, but one who's not shouldn't be able to get married. Why is that the case? Because a shota won't come back looking this way?
No.
Yeah, that's what the Rashi says, and not Rashi. I have the Sifta explaining here that a shota doesn't know how to cry. She's in, you know, she's not in touch with her emotions.
No.
So she's never had a heter to get married if this happens.
The article says totally different.
Yeah, what does the article say?
Because of that, it's a proof that he really dies. And Shota, she's used to go that way anyway.
Oh, so it's a different pshat.
Yeah.
Okay. So mine's being quoted from the Tosfos Yom Tov. The pshat is that they don't know how to cry. Who do they quote from you? That they always have torn begadim?
Miri.
Miri, okay. Miri's a Risham. Also a Risham. Okay, I'm not sure why the Masifta doesn't take that approach. That seems to make a little more sense to me, actually. That Shota always walks, her clothing's always ripped and disheveled looking, so she's never allowed to get married, and if they go overseas and she comes back alone?
I would say the opposite.
Yeah.
Pikachat lo tinase, because Pikachat can play the trick, you know, can only play the game.
We're not choshes for a mime, though. We're not choshes that they can play tricks.
Unrealistic, but maybe... Most realistic.
Well, in the business world, we're choshesh.
The oldest trick in the book.
Not when it comes to marriage, I don't think. But when it comes to...
You see all kind of crazy things.
So that's the Gemara. Ela chazu b'achazu tinase. So therefore, the Chum say, regardless of whether she's a Bekachas, whether she's a Shota, whether she's coming back ripped clothing, not ripped clothing, if she comes back and testifies that her husband died, we believe her. There was once a situation where a woman came to Beis Din Rabbi Yehuda. So they said to her, Safta Belecha, they say to her, I guess more of a question form, did they eulogize your husband? Karimanecha, did they tear your clothing? Sasim Mizayecha, is that what, removing the shoes?
Sa'otayich.
Or your hair, do you let your hair grow long? Alfu Shikra, did you... this is your question. Did they teach you how to do trickery? Did they teach you how to pretend that you were doing all this stuff, coming back crying and ripped your clothing? So these are all, I guess, a line of questioning that they said to her.
Yeah.
So, Inhu, Kerabonin Tzvilu. So these Chachamim follow the opinion of the Chachamim that say, even if she wasn't crying, we believe her. Damri Tabid Hachi Kihecha Delishrei. They told her to do this just in order to satisfy the opinion of Yehuda as well. Even though you didn't really have to cry and have your begadim being torn, because they paskin anyway, any situation, we'd trust her. Just to satisfy the opinion of Yehuda, they I guess, encouraged her to...
Amri Law is who? Who told her?
The
people or the Beis Din?
I think Beis Din was speaking to her.
Yeah.
So is Afua Shikra something that they said to her, or the Gemara is asking the question?
There's all the part of the... Oh, let's
I think
see.
The first three were things they said to her, and then
The Gemara asked.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so let's review that again. So she came, and they said to her...
do that.
They didn't ask. They said, cry on your husband, and eulogize your husband, and tear your clothing, and let your hair grow long. So that's what they said to her. They advised her to do this. So Rashi explains, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda against a chum, certainly not. So why would they tell her advisors to do these things? She should be permitted as it is. So Rashi says, Inuk Rabban and Sfila, who they held like Rabban really, but Amru Tavid Hachi, Kiecha Delishrei. But just do this anyway, just to satisfy the opinion of Yehuda, just to be safe, exactly. Okay, the Mishnah says, now, new Mishnah, Beis Hillel. Omer lo shamanu el beba min haktsir. Beis Hillel only permitted this, as we'll see in a moment, that only if she came back from the cutting the grain to Baosa Medina in that particular area, ukamai sishaya, and like that particular event that had happened. So he only permitted that the only time we believe a woman is if it is exactly the details of the maisa shaya. We'll see the maisa shaya in a little bit. Has to be, again, zman katsir and osa medina. Amulam Beishamai says back to Beis Hillel, Achas abam in a katsir, achas abam in a zesim. I don't care whether they're cutting grains, I don't care if they're cutting olives, Achas abam in a betzir, whether it's cutting grapes, achas abam in a dina medina, if it's a different location. Lo dibru chachamim bekatzir l'behove. They only spoke of katzir because that's halamaisa shahaya, but it wasn't limited. We don't only believe a woman if she comes back from the katzir, or he was coming back from the katzir. Chadu beis hillel l'hover s'kebeis shamay. Beis hillel conceded and agreed to beis shamay, saying, you're right. This application of such a heter, such a nemanos, should be applied across the board. So Gemara explains how Tanya Amru lehe Beis Shammai lebeis Hillel, the Divrechem, according to you, Beis Hillel, says Beis Shammai, Ein li ela katzir chitim, ksir sorm, according to you, the exact maisa was only cutting wheat. What about cutting barley? In your world, before you were chozer, would you allow for the heter to work even if they came back from cutting barley? Minayin. Vein li ela kotzir, I only know about cutting grains. What about botzer, which is grapes, mosik and goder and oder, all these other types of avodas karka. Only ksir works? Minayin. Ella Maisa Shahayak Bekatzir happens to be the event which we haven't seen yet. The Maisa was with cutting, reaping. Who had in the kula, but also everything else. All other actions, whether it be boats there, whether it be old there, those are also going to be included. And just like other actions will be included, so Hachanami Maisa Shahaya, who had in the kula, Hachanami Maisa Shahaya, Bosa Medina, who had in the kula. So too, even though that Maisa took place in a particular area, it applies to every area. It doesn't have to be so exact because that Maisa was such a detailed case. Ubeis Hillel, the Boaz Medina, the Shechicha in Shemirtis. So Beis Hillel felt that only in that Medina, where people were such angry people there, I guess it's possible someone had killed someone else.
Yeah,
so that's why you're concerned.
Cutting.
You're cutting someone, you took the sickle and just took the guy's head off. Only in that Medina does that take place. But in any other Medina, Acheres lo Shechicha in Shemirtis. People in other places of the country are not so angry, so there's no chashash there. He says, no, there's caravans, there's traveling back and forth, but those angry people from that Medina could be found anywhere. And you never know when an angry person is going to get up with a sickle and take a guy's head off. So therefore, Beis Shammai was concerned across the board. So finally, Gemara asks, my Maisa Shaya, what exactly was the Maisa that we're referring to that Beis Hillel was so limited in its application and Beis Shammai was more expansive? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shilfi is the guy's name?
Yemei Sof.
The sof. All right. Shulfi ktsir chitin hayu. It was the end of the harvesting season. V'halchu asar b'nei adam l'ktsor chitin. 10 people went out to start cutting the grains. Nashchu nachash l'achamehen. A snake came along, bit one of the 10. U'meisa, that guy died. U'bas ishto v'hodi l'bein basin. So his wife, the widow, went ahead and told the basin what had happened. V'shalchu matzu k'divareha. They went and did a search, and they found that she was telling the truth. So based on that mice, they said, anybody, a woman who says that my husband died, in that exact case of Ktsir, the end of the cutting season, we would believe her.
But once the chiddush, they checked it up. It's not that she said it fits a storyline and we believe her. They did check if it's true.
So they felt like that this must have been a simon that women are believed to say that their husband died. They don't make up stories. Now, I'm not sure why this connects to the previous case. Why? Before we were saying the Medina was talking about angry people. Now, the reason why the guy died was because a snake killed him.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with angry people. Unless angry people had incited the snake to attack them.
Maybe it's angry snakes.
Angry snakes, maybe.
Maybe it means... Since in that Medina there are a lot of people, there's a mersis by her to lie.
Yeah, that's what's going on, yeah. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, no, it's not yeah. Angry people.
Not killing each other. Angry people who are willing to lie.
Yeah.
She's concerned to lie.
People are going
to
catch her from lying.
Yeah,
so if people are catching her from lying. So only in a place, right.
From one place to another.
So only also Medina has to be in the Medina where she lives, I guess, where she knows people who could catch her in her life.
Yeah.
But if it's another Medina about a different one, then she's not concerned. No one's gonna know who she is to make up a story. And to that, Beis Shammai says, no, it's very possible people travel all over the place and she could still be caught in her life. Especially with social media nowadays, people in different countries can be caught by other people.
Today you cannot do anything.
No. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. What?
No more fun.
No more fun.
Such a bad person.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, look at Tosus for a second. Tosus dibra maskalo dibru ha bekatzir el behove. So the example of Kotzer, because that's a common common zman for this to happen, I guess. So Rashi, Tosa rather, explains the Kotzer Yerushalmi Lama Kotzer. Why is the Kotzer considered a hove, a more likely situation? Samar Rabbi Mana de onse de shchiach shiny hachama kodachas berosh shaladam b'shas hakotzer. The guy's out there, he's cutting the grain. When I went to cut my wheat for my matzah, we did this around Shavuos, a little bit after Shavuos. That's when everything's ready. The way it works, you grow the grain throughout the year, and then it starts to get hot. When it starts to dry, turn from green to yellow, that's when you cut it. That's the ideal time to cut it. So it's very, very hot outside. It's the summertime. So in the hot, the heat of the sun is pounding. The guy gets very hot, and he gets a headache. He gets dizzy. He gets dehydrated. Hadahu dechsiv. So that's why it's a very dangerous moment. He's very vulnerable at that zman of the year. Hadahu dechsiv. That's what it says. Vayigdal hayelad vayhi hayom vayatzel aviv el akotrim. So that's the story of Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi had promised the lady who had taken him in, I'm going to have you a child. So she's zocha to a child. The child goes out during the harvesting season and starts cutting all the stuff, and he gets a headache from the sun. So we see from here, during the summertime, it's a dangerous time to be outside. That's what the Yerushalmi explains.
He died, no?
He died, exactly.
And she went to him and she chay.
Exactly, right. Okay, Gemara says now, Neima Rabbi Chanania ben Akiva Rabbanan beplugzer de Beisham beis Hillel kumifli. We're about to bring a brisa with two different tanaim, and the Gemara is suggesting that they perhaps are arguing about the very same machlokas that Beisham beis Hillel are arguing about. So remember, Beisham beis Hillel are arguing about how exact does it have to be to the Ma'aseh Shaya. Beisham beis Hillel rather says it has to be very exact. Bizmana Katsir in Oso Medina. And Beishamai thinks it doesn't have to be Bizmana Katzir. It doesn't have to be in that same Medina. He was more expansive. So we're going to find a different machlokas, but seemingly the same idea, whether or not the model or the application has to be exact to the model. So what's the price of the Tanya? Lo yisa adam mechatas ve'efer chatas v'yaviram b'yarden u'bisfina. So this is talking about transporting the mechatas, the special waters and the ashes used for paraduma, for being mitar, a person who's tamimes. So if a person should not transport it on the yardane in a boat. So too, v'lo yamod b'tzad zeh, v'yizrak l'tzad acher. Also, he shouldn't stand on one side of the yardane and throw it on the other side, or it seems like any river perhaps. According to Rashi's, v'yizarkim b'tzad zeh shel nahar. I'm not sure if it means nahar yardane or any nahar. V'lo yashitom al pnei mayim. He shouldn't, have them pass on in the water, had them float over water. Velo yarkivam lo agavi behema, you shouldn't have them ride them on top of an animal. Lo agavi chaver, not on a person's shoulder, I guess. El imkein haya raglav nogas bekarka, unless his feet are planted on the ground. Ava mavira malagesha, you can pass them over a bridge. Echad yardin, echad charnaros, whether or not it's the yardin or any other river. Now, according to Rabbi Chanani ben Akiva, Omer lo amru el yarden u'svina uchmai shashaya. The only limitation is the yarden and a boat, nothing else. While according to Tadakama, he asked all boats, he asked all rivers, he was much more expansive. So apparently the Ma'aseh Shehaya, I don't remember the Gemara is going to say this or not, but the Ma'aseh Shehaya was in the yarden and the svina and very limited to that case only. That's the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, just like Beis Hillel was very limited to the Ma'aseh Shehaya, where we believe the woman only in the Zman HaKatzir, only both in Medina. But the Tanakama, who expanded the Gzera, and so too Beisham expanded the Gzera. That's what the Gemara initially had thinks.
Beisham expanded the Heter.
Beisham expanded the Heter, right. Expanded the Heter. And this expanded the Gzera. This comes up, by the way, a lot. Oftentimes when there's a Gzera, more so when there's a Gzera, we're very limited by a Gzera to limit it to only way the Gzera was done. So one example that comes to mind is this Machlokas Tanai when it comes to. It's a deraisa of a shisui yain or a shikr to enter into the base of Migdash and to do avoda. It's a deraisa to come in drunk, to do the avoda, or even walk into the base of Migdash. So one of the sources are based on the story of Nadav Avihu, who were drunk when they entered into the base of Migdash and got killed. So machlok is, what type of a drink is going to aser a person? Is it only wine, or is it going to be any alcoholic beverage? Whiskey, will that aser? If I'm drunk from whiskey, will that also be aser, or only if it's yain, dafka? So big machlok is tonight, comes up in a few places in Shas. So one opinion thinks only wine. Only wine. But if I drink whiskey and I get drunk, I have 10 shots of Booker's, I'm allowed to go to the base of Mikdash to do the vote. That doesn't make sense. I'm drunk. So some say, since the Ma'aseh Shehaya of Nadav Avihu was with Yayin, so the Issa, the Gzeira, only exists by Yayin because that's the Ma'aseh Shehaya. even though it might make sense to expand it beyond that, we're very limited when it comes to gzeiras many times. So the Gemara says, so that's the initial, Gemara initially wanted to connect these two machlokasim of the transporting the paraduma to the halachas of the believing the wife. So the Gemara says, Lema Rabbanan Damri Kibesham. Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva Damar Kabesilo. Samuel Rabbanan, Rabbanan say back, no. Anan Damrinan Af Kabesil. We, who have an expanded understanding of the gzeira of transporting paraduma, will even have a limited perspective like Basila when it comes to the believing of the woman. Why? Basila only said this because in their makam they're scared to lie, but outside their makam they are not scared to lie. Hacha mali yarden mali sharnaras. When it comes to the river, what's the difference transporting over the yarden, transporting over the river? The same concern as we'll see in a moment is going to happen. Doesn't make any sense. It's very logical that Rabbanan say. So based on logic, it's not just a rule of gzeiras are limited or not limited. It's depending on the different gzeiras. Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva amar lecha ana adam riaf lebeishame. I, even though I'm limited in my gzeira of Efer Paraduma, I'm more expansive by my heter of the Isha. Why? Ad kan lo kami beishame hasam ela mishum deihig daik mitzvei. So the reason why Beis Shammai is believed, he believes her even beyond her Medina, is because she's going to be very careful before getting married. Mali makom kar, mali makom rachok. It's not about her being scared about lying or not. She's going to be very careful. She doesn't want to violate any Isurim. She's going to be very medayik before she gets married. Who cares where she is? Hacha mishim maisa shaya biyardin vesina tava maisa gazer banan. Bishar naros dilo have maisa lo gazer banan. But by the case of Paraduma, there's no real inherent problem of transporting Paraduma. It's only because a particular Maisa Shahaya happened, so there it goes, and that Maisa Shahaya. It's similar to a case, another example of this is, there's a, the Rush brings from the Maharan Merutenberg. Maharan Merutenberg one time was eating meat, and he found some cheese stuck in his teeth. He was eating Gvina Kasha, hard cheese. Hard cheese is defined by something that aged over 6 months. He made a gzera. He's not allowed to eat, he has to wait 6 hours between milk and meat. That was his gzera, because he experienced it. So big machlok is whether or not that applies to anybody else. Some say it only applied to him because he experienced it. But to anybody else, it wouldn't be applied. Or let's say milk in general. Is it only
where the 6 hours come from?
No, 6 hours is from meat to milk. Maharan Merutenberg had the other way, from milk to meat to wait 6 hours. And that's why Paskin, because of Gvina Kasha, because he experienced this, this happened to him. This is Maisa Shaya. So since it happened only to Gvina Kasha, we only apply it to Gvina Kasha. We don't apply it to all milks, only to hard aged cheese, which could stay in the mouth for a long time. So here too also, there happened to be something once bad happened of a boat transporting Paraduma over the Giyardin. So they made a gzera for that particular, all the details of that case. So finally, after talking about the Maisa Shahaya, what is the Maisa Shahaya? So Gemara says, Maisa Shahaya, Damar of Yehuda, Damar Rav, Maisa, Be'odam Shaya Mavir, Mechatas, Veva Chatas Giyardin. We've seen him. Once the guy was transporting the waters of the Chatas, the ashes of the Paraduma, he was going over the Giyardin River with the boat. Turns out there is a piece of flesh, a dead body, flesh, a gezias of a gezias, in the belly of the boat, on the svina, and it's going to disqualify, I guess, the paraduma's use. So Bosa Shah, at that moment, Lo Yisa the Amru, they said the following klal, Lo Yisa Ad the Mechatas of Efer Chatas Vayavirem Biyardin Musina. They made Xera, no one could transport any paraduma over a boat on the Yarden. It doesn't make sense. We shouldn't be concerned that every single boat, every single river is going to have a kezias of mace in the bottom of the Svina. But since that Maisa Shahaya had happened this way, they made a gzera on this very detailed Maisa Shahaya. But in general, Rabbi Hanina agrees to Beis Shammai, it makes sense to believe a woman in all areas when we should believe her, and not limited to that Maisa Shahaya. Okay.
I guess also, this thing of the gzera, if she was found lying or is alive. So there was a lot of gzerot that the Gazo, the Chachamim, or the Isha, or the woman doesn't get the ktubah, and she isn't.